admitting I was wrong. So I don't answer the phone when it's you. It's funny when I see the caller ID that shows the phone line still in your dad's name. So hey, I'm doing okay. Smash the phone. I wonder if JFK ever felt this way. All alone, like summer when it snows. So out of place, so out of those fake smiles. I used to do so well. Copperfield or even Rick Ocasek. David Blaine.
Where's the magic?
Lance Burton.
Where's the magic?
Harry Potter.
Where's the magic?
I used to think pop rocks were magic. Siegfried and Roy.
Where's the magic?
Shaquille O'Neal. Me 20 times, or was it 28? And then your greatest trick ever was your great escape. So hey, I'm doing okay, and I'll get back to you if you come back to me.
Shot in my left ear. I can't fucking hear.
Hey man, here's some gum. Go talk to her.
Yeah, I can sip her breasts. Hey, Roosevelt, the chick you were talking about.
I'm sorry, you gotta be Roosevelt.
This is all great. We're gonna keep on. Hey man, there's that chick you were telling us about.
Yeah man, you should go talk to her.
Yeah, put a breathman in and go buy her a cookie.
Do you think she likes cookies?
Everybody loves cookies.
You're definitely going to need a breathman.
Stinks really bad, and then you go to take a drink of beer, all you're doing is inhaling fart.
You didn't think Tommy was funny?
No, it's not a funny movie.
Well, it's
an action adventure.
Yeah, well, there's funny parts.
Oh, yeah, the Dr. Green from ER playing the piano.
Well, one of the funniest parts is the dudes in jean shorts.
Take me home and lose me forever.
Yeah. He's staring at me. But then, what did he do? Some of it's not so funny.
Yeah, that's sad. So you're right. It's not a funny movie. I rest my case.
Well, yeah, you got me. I don't know what it means. But I do know Will Ferrell. Now wait, Nick the Shade.
Yeah.
That fucking sucked.
That one sucked.
Did you think Top Gun was funny?
No, Top Gun's not a funny movie.
There's funny parts, right?
Oh, yeah, the piano, when the Dr. Green from ER plays the piano up there.
Oh, yeah, it's ceremony.
Take me home and lose me forever. That's
but then there's also the volleyball scene. That is a delightful experience.
That's your favorite. You get your favorite.
Guys wearing volleyball jeans and it's freaking 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, 98 degrees.
Oh, 98 degrees. Oh, that's funny.
You know who's in that band?
Yeah.
He's in mine. What time do you want to meet tomorrow?
And he's like,
you know, I have a good plan. I'll call you up.
Okay.
Cool. So, I hit the down button. I'm going down to floor 3. And on floor 14, some dude that's about our age gets on the elevator wearing a fucking business suit. And I've got an open beer in my hand pretty much full, and I'm drinking a fucking beer. And the guy, like, walks in to the elevator and kind of, like, looks at me outside and walks all the way to the back of the room at the other end of the elevator and just stands back there. And then all of a sudden I hear... Because the dude's, like, smelling that fucking weed. I should have, but I tried. And so what I did was, as soon as we got to floor 3, I got off and went down the other hallway that my room was not in. I went down the other side and got around the corner and leaned myself up against the wall until the elevator closed, going, okay, they can see me on the security cameras.
Look over there. Girl, you talk about
that.
You should go talk to her.
Yeah, put up your hands, strap off there, and go talk to her.
Turn this thing off. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know whether you're doing the positive thing and I'm sounding good, or you're trying to keep the mood good and we should stop. But I think that sounds really good.
Come on,
you know.
do not touch me there again.
Oh, put your pants on. Oh,
that was fucking awesome.